Shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Happy Groundhog Day. We have a little more winter ahead, apparently. That may be good or bad. It's your perspective. Happy week of Tu B'Shvat, the new year of the trees. More on that later. And happy Scout Shabbat. We have so many scouts here. It's exciting. We welcome also tonight our third graders who learned all about Tu B'Shvat, had a wonderful dinner tonight, and we welcome our scout leaders. There's so many reasons to be here tonight. We welcome you if you are here to pray, to sing, to remember, to pray for healing for someone dear to you, to celebrate Shabbat with our TBS family. Whether you're a member or a visitor, we are very glad that you are here. Let us also welcome the special angels who accompany us on Shabbat, tradition says. We welcome them with their own special song, Shalom Alechem, on page 5.
Shalom, Malachi Shalom, Malachi Elyon, Mi Melech Malchi HaMalachim, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Sharet, Malachi Elyon, Mi Melech Malchi HaMalachim, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu Mi Shalom, Malachi Shalom, Malachi Elyon. Melech Malchi HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem Malachi HaSharet Malachi Elyon. Melech Malchi HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeichem L'Shalom Malachi HaShalom Malachi Elyon. Melech Malchi HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem Malachi HaSharet Malachi Elyon. Mi Melech Malchi HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yalai,
Welcome Shabbat with the lighting of our candles. And this evening, our third grade activities were led by some of our teachers and volunteers. I'll call them up to light candles. We have Sharon Kaufman, Andrew Glicklin, Michelle, I don't know if you want to come along, if you would like. Stephanie here, okay.
Shabbat is the most important day of our lives. We welcome Shabbat with our preparations by putting out the candles and the wine and taking the time to get or bake a challah. Shabbat comes alive in our families when we are home. Shabbat is alive with joy and community when we come into our sanctuary and kindle our lights, share our prayers, and sing our songs to God. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher yitzanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lechad l'neshel Shabbat. Amen.
Thank you. Please rise for Baruch Hu, page 8. Special Tu B'Shvat song. We celebrate nature on Tu B'Shvat and especially trees. So our third graders, I believe, practiced this in Sunday school.
We correct? Did.
So if our third graders would like to come up, Mrs. Schreiman can kind of help remind you of the motions. And I'm sorry I forgot to put the riser out, so you'll have to, those of you taller can go back here or you'll fit in the spaces here so everyone can see you. Oh, we got plenty of room here, too.
Yep.
Welcome, third graders. Our song, which is Let's Plant a Tree for Tu B'Shvat, is in your service folder.
Mm-hmm. Let's dig a hole. Dig a hole and plant a seed. Let's water it, oh, let's water it, 'cause it is Tu B'Shvat. Look at the sprouts. Look at the sprouts, they're coming up. Let's water it, oh, let's water it, 'cause it is Tu B'Shvat. Trees are blowing in the wind, they're blowing. Trees are blowing in the wind. Woo! Trees are blowing in the wind, they're blowing. Trees are blowing in the wind. Whoosh. Look at the leaves. Look at the leaves, they're growing up. Let's water them, oh, let's water them, cause it is too much fun. Look at the tree. So much taller now. Let's water it, oh, let's water it, cause it is too dish fat. Trees are blowing in the wind, they're blowing. Trees are blowing in the wind. Trees are blowing in the wind, they're blowing. Trees are blowing in the wind. Whoosh! Just look at me. Just look at me, I'm taller now. Don't water me, please don't water me, cause it is too dish fat.
Thank you, third grade. You can go sit down.
Thank you.
The Shema prayer from the Torah teaches us that all of life, plants and animals and people are connected, all connected to one another. We embrace the holiness that is in all living things as we together sing Shema on page 12. Please rise.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed.
You may be seated. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha Bechol levavacha uvechol nafshecha uvechol ma'odecha. Vehayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. Vishinan tam levanecha vidibar tabam. Vishivtecha beveitecha uvlechtecha vaderech uvshochbecha uvkumecha. Ukshartam laot al yadecha, vehayu letotafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvish arecha. Lema'an tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai, v'item kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liyot lachem lelohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. Long ago, our people were slaves in Egypt. We prayed to God, please help us to be free. Finally, Moses led us out of Egypt so we could worship in freedom. When we came to the sea, the people sang a song to thank God. Now we pray that everyone will be free. We praise you, eternal God, who freed your people Israel.
No.
is in the book of Exodus. The people of Israel shall keep Shabbat in every generation to show the relationship between us and God. So we sing together, Vishamru, page 15.
Vishamru b'nei Yisrael, en ha-shabbat, la'asot et ha-shabbat, l'dorot ha-meri olam. Vishamru b'nei Yisrael, en ha-shabbat, la'asot et ha-shabbat, l'dorot ha-meri olam. Shemayim b'yeta ha'aret Yishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha'shabbat et ha'shabbat l'dorot ha'merim olam. Meinu vein b'nei Yisrael oti le'olam oti le'olam oti Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asot et ha-shabbat l'dorot ha-merim olam. U'vayom ha-shvi'i Shabbat v'yinafash Shabbat v'yinafash Shabbat v'yinafash Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asot et ha-shabbat l'dorot ha-merim olam. Vishamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asot et ha-shabbat l'dorot ha-merim olam.
For the Avot V'Imahot, page 16.
Adonai Sifatai Tivtahu Fi Agita Hilatecha Eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory.
Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu v'Elohei Avotenu v'Imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak v'Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel v'Elohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'Hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'Kone HaKol, V'zocher chaste avot v'imahot. U'meivig u'la livnei v'nehem. L'ma'an shmo b'yahava. Melech ozer u'moshia u'magen. Baruch ata Adonai. Magen Avraham v'ezrat Sarah. Page 17. Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life. Roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding, from parent to child, from generation to generation. Page 18. We have come together to pray. Prayer is sharing and singing, reading in quiet moments. When we pray, we talk to God about the things that are most important to us, trying to be the best person we can be, or how we can make the world a better place. We can pray anywhere. This place, our temple, is special. When Jews gather together to pray, the place where we gather becomes holy, Holy means special and blessed by God.
This place, our temple, is holy.
Here in our temple, we pray that we can live holy lives, repairing our world, making peace, and always caring for others.
Blessed are you, Adonai, our God,
who helps us to be holy as you are holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Malochol Haaretz Kavodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with God's glory. You may be seated. Our prayer for Hoda'ah on page 19. God of goodness, we give thanks for the gift of life, wonder beyond words, for our light within, for the world around us so filled with beauty, for the richness of the earth which day by day supports us, for our friends and families who love and take care of us, for all that we are and all we can be. For all of this and more, we give our thanks. We wish for our world peace and harmony, for all humanity, for all living things. Sim Shalom, our prayer for peace, is in your service folder.
Vein v'chesed v'rachamim, Sim shalom, tova u'bracha. Vein v'chesed v'rachamim. Adinu v'yakol Yisrael, Amecha. Sim shalom, Adinu v'yakol Yisrael, Amecha. Sim shalom, tova u'bracha, chen v'chesed v'rachamim. Adinu v'yakol Yisrael, amecha. Sim shalom, adinu v'yakol Yisrael, amecha. Sim shalom, barchinu avinu kulanu ke'echa. Barchinu avinu kulanu ve'echad ve'or panecha, ve'or panecha. Adinu v'yakol Yisrael, amecha. Sim shalom, adinu v'yakol Yisrael.
Our Misha Beirach prayer is both a prayer of yearning and a prayer of gratitude. We are thankful that we are mostly through, we hope, a season that has hit our community hard with all kinds of flu and respiratory and stomach and lots of absences. We are grateful that people are coming back. We've had surgeries of late. We have some people here tonight who have been successfully through surgeries lately. This is our third grade service. Our prayers continue to be with our third grade teacher, Donna Courtney, as she recovers from her surgery, and we are happy that she is home as of this week. There are many people we think of and pray for, many people on the back of your service folder. We keep all of them in our hearts, whether people are coming back to full health, when people are on their way, we keep them in our prayers with Misha Beirach, page 24.
Misha Beirach, Avotenu, Mikor HaBracha. us find the courage to make our lives a blessing, and let us say, Amen. Mishabeirach imoteinu mikor habracha.
Prayers of our hearts.
Shalom, shalom bimromah. Ooh, yaseh shalom. Oh, say shalom, shalom bimromah. Ooh, yaseh shalom.
Second row of the TBS sanctuary in her brownie uniform, waiting in her beautiful brownie uniform, I should add, homemade. She loved being a Girl Scout. She was waiting to be called up to the Bima to get her Scout Shabbat patch. And she really loved being with her brownie troop and going hiking and camping, and nothing was better than being outside and admiring the beautiful trees and the flowers and the rivers and the mountains. Well, she was waiting and waiting, and she was kind of squirming in her seat a little bit, and she started kind of looking around the room, and her eyes locked on the tapestry for the month of Shvat. And she was really looking at it, and she was going, oh, look at all those pretty trees and flowers and a waterfall. And it made her think of going camping and hiking with her brownie troop. And she said, oh, I wish I could go really soon, but the groundhog saw his shadow this morning, so I guess there's 6 more weeks of winter, so it's going to be a little while, darn it. And I know that nature is part of being a scout, but what do trees and rivers and flowers have to do with being Jewish? Why do we have all these things in our temple? She started wondering and looking and thinking, and she started getting very drowsy. And suddenly, she was inside the tapestry with a waterfall and flowers. And, oh my goodness, look at this beautiful scene of flowers and waterfalls flowing. And wait, who is this? Who's this dancing on the shore? Okay. So, hey, Naomi knew that song from Sunday school. Mayim means water in Hebrew. They were doing the Mayim dance. Hi, I'm Naomi. How come you're doing a Mayim dance? Welcome to Tapestry Land. Naomi, we're doing a Mayim dance because Jews love water and rivers and oceans. In the Torah, one of the most important parts of the Garden of Eden was a huge river. It was beautiful, and it flowed out in 4 different directions, and it watered all the world. Water is like life in the Bible, and to our ancestors who lived in the desert. And every year on Rosh Hashanah, Jews go to a flowing river or lake, and that helps them reflect on how they can be better in the next year to come. Wow! I did not know that rivers and water were so important to Jews. Rivers and lakes are important to me because they're beautiful, and I like to stick my feet in them, and I like to go fishing, and I didn't know those were Jewish things to do. Well, Naomi decided, I'm going to go look around Tapestry Land and see what else is here inside the tapestry. So she was looking around. She saw a big tree. So she decided to climb up. And what did she see in the branches of the tree? She saw a whole world. Oh my goodness, a whole big world. Wow, are you the earth? Yes, Naomi, I am. In Hebrew, I am called Olam. Olam, are you Irish? Thank you. I belong to every nation and every type of person and creature that lives on me. I am always in need of love and care. In temple, we talk about how Jews have to do the mitzvah of tikkun olam. Does tikkun olam have to do with you, olam? Yes, it does. Tikkun olam means that Jews have a special responsibility to take care of me and everyone who lives on me. That includes people and animals and forests and deserts and land and sea. My orbit's getting messed up here. Okay. Jews need to be shomrei adama, caretakers of all of nature. I did not know that, Olam. Thank you for sharing. So Naomi climbed down the tree and she sauntered through tapestry land and she saw, what did she see on there? Oh, she looked up and she saw beautiful planets and she saw strands of DNA floating around. Wow. And then she looked up in the tapestry and she saw above her these Hebrew words. And she wasn't sure what they were, but oh, I know that middle word that says Chaim. Chaim. That means life in Hebrew. We learned that one. But what are the other words? Ah! Who are you? My name is on the ark over your head. Wait, I gotta look. Ah! Ah! Eitz Chaim. Okay. Yes. The rest of my name is Eitz. That means tree. Eitz Chaim. Every Torah is called a tree of life. It's a tree of life. Why do you think I, the Torah, am called a tree of life? That is a hard question. I think the stories in the Torah help us to grow like a tree. The more we learn and live Torah, the deeper our roots go in the ground and our branches toward the sky. That is a great answer, Naomi. Anything else? Well, people have to take care of trees and keep them watered and keep them in good soil. That's how we Jews have to take care of the Torah and the values we learn from the Torah. If we don't, the Torah might disappear. We want to keep the lessons of Torah alive and well in our world. What a great lesson, Naomi. Where am I? Yes, what a great lesson, Naomi. Naomi, Jews love trees and we love our Eitz Chaim. Okay, just so we can see a Torah for Aleinu. Okay, there we go. So Naomi was so excited about Naomi was so happy in Tapestry Land, she did not hear her name being called. Naomi! 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 Wake up! It's time to go up to get your scout badge. You almost slept through it. Naomi, stop looking at the Shvat tapestry. It's time to go up and get your scout patch.
Okay, well, when I come down, Daddy, I have to tell you all about my trip to Tapestry Land.
I will love to hear about it, Naomi, but you have to wait until the oneg, because remember, we don't talk during Shabbat services.
You are so right, Daddy. I will tell you after I get my challah.
And that is how Naomi learned all about how Jews have always cared about nature and trees and earth, and of course, our Jewish tree of life on this Tu B'Shvat. The end.
We have another song about trees in your service folder. Do you want to say anything about it?
So all of the students can show the adults what to do. I'll give you a little clue. And sing along. You guys all know it. Ready?
This lovely tree standing before us, planted by someone a long time ago, someone with hope, a hope for tomorrow, and a dream of the future right here in the street. So raise your hands up high for all the world to see. Everyone
stand up for trees. Okay, you can sit down now.
About trees that is so amazing. In living they give us all that we need. They give us food, shelter and beauty, and they give us the air that we breathe. So raise your hands up high for all the world to see. Everyone
stand up for trees.
Lovely tree standing before us, planted by someone a long time ago, someone with hope, a hope for tomorrow, and a dream of the future right here in the street. So raise your hands up high for all the world to see. Everyone stand up for trees.
Before all our scouts come up, I'd like to call up a few of our scouts for special recognition. So Jillian Sturm, Ben Goldring, and Sophie Myers, come on forward. So these scouts have all earned awards this year. First, Jillian Sturm has achieved the highest award in Girl Scouting, the Gold Award. The Gold Award recognizes young women who demonstrate extraordinary leadership through Take Action projects that have sustainable impact in their communities and beyond. And only about 5% of eligible Girl Scouts successfully earn the Gold Award. So would you like to tell them what your project was?
I designed and built a sensory trail for the Northern Virginia Therapeutic Writing Center.
Excellent, thank you. Ben Goldring achieved Eagle Scout this past year. I was honored to be able to offer the invocation at his ceremony. Eagle Scout's the highest rank attainable in the Boy Scout program. The designation Eagle Scout was founded over 100 years ago, and only 4% of Boy Scouts are granted this rank after a lengthy process. Since its founding, the Eagle Scout rank has been earned by almost 2.5 million young men. So Ben, what was your project?
For my project, I did a winter clothing drive for those in need around my area.
Okay. Yeah, so stay up here. Sophie Myers. So let's see, you may have to go to the side. I don't know, you're a tiny bit shorter. so people can everyone see her? Okay, so Sophie Myers earned her My Promise, My Faith pin, and I will present it to her. Here it is. And Sophie had to explain, to earn this pin, Sophie had to explain how the values of Girl Scouts and the Girl Scout law connects to her Judaism. And I was happy to be a little part of that project. So is there something you'd like to share that you learned about how Girl Scouts and being Jewish, what connection there might be? Is there one thing?
The line in the Girl Scout law I chose, make the world a better place, connect to the mitzvah tikkun olam, repairing the world.
And that so perfectly matches our service tonight. Excellent. And here is your pin, Mazel Tov. So I would now like to call all of our scouts and our leaders up for a special blessing to join Jillian and Ben and Sophie. Welcome, scouts. We have a lot of them. We have cubs and brownies and daisies and Boy Scouts and any other scouts? A junior? Cool. We have a cadet. Are you a cadet? Perfect. All right. Our God and God of our ancestors, Eloheinu v'Elohei Avoteinu v'Imoteinu, we thank you for the opportunity to live lives filled with gemilut chasadim, with acts of loving kindness. As Jews, we strive to live with kindness and with courage, with respect for ourselves and for others and for our planet. We express thankfulness, hoda'ah, that these Jewish youth and adults are able to join together with their fellow scouts and their fellow scout leaders, both Jewish and non-Jewish, to further these important values among all the inhabitants of our land. Help these scouts, God, through their active involvement with their Jewish community and their scouting community, to bring fulfillment to their hearts and peace and justice to our world. May God bless each of you as you strive to be trustworthy and brave, helpful and reverent, friendly and considerate, and strong in body and soul. Amen. Thank you all. And I have your special patches for everyone. So the children may sit, and I'd like to have the adults stay up to open the doors. Open the ark doors for Aleinu, so you can go sit when you get your patch. You can pass this around. They are patches that we're very thankful to our member, Bruce Alter, to make, and they're actually featured in your service folder. They feature a picture of our ark, of our TBS sanctuary. This weekend is designated, so kids, when you get your patch, you can go back and sit down. The adults will stay up here. This is Scout Sabbath or Scout Shabbat in churches and synagogues, but I don't think there's very many synagogues or churches that have their own personal patches, so we're very lucky here to have this. And to express thanks to our adults who volunteer their time to help further the cause of scouting. And I notice these are people who are also seen around TBS quite a bit, too. So, you know, when you're a volunteer, you're a volunteer. Oh, okay. Thank you, Charlotte. We continue with the Aleinu on page 25. Please rise. So.
Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol. Latet gedula liotzer breshit shelo asanu kigoye haratzot velo samanu kemishpechot adama shelo sam chelkenu kahem vegoralenu kechol hamonah. v'anachnu korim u'mishtachavim u'modim lipnei melech ochei ha'lachim ha'kadosh baruch hu v'nemar v'ha'yadonai l'melech al kol ha'ares v'yom ha'u
You may be seated.
Page 27. There are stars up above so far away, we only see their light long, long after the star itself is gone. And so it is with people who we love. Their memories keep shining ever brightly, though their time with us is done. But the stars that light up the darkest night, these are the lights that guide us. As we live our days, these are the ways we remember. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies, Yetta Trachtenberg, Susan Feidelman, Sheldon Miller. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members, Jean Courtney, mother of Roger Courtney, Susan Rosen, relative of the Saulpeter family, Adrian Cohen, friend of Rachel Schreiman, Toby Konigsberg, father of Jim Konigsberg and beloved member of Temple B'nai Shalom, Gail Connor, member of the Holleran family, Judy Murrah, friend of Leslie Claire Greenberg. Helene Denton, aunt of Cindy Denton Aide. Norman Selinsky, father of Steve Selinsky. And Karen Lent, mother of Nancy Bishop. We remember the yard sites this week for beloved member Chasya Levin, mother of Greg Levin, Peggy Flanagan, Carol Rudolts, Fred Saul, Ellie Finkelstein, William Daub, Sam Halper, Michelle McKinley, Nina Newman, Florence Sharnoff, Gertrude Wehner, Yetta Zadenberg, Bob Dines, Sam Firestein, Bruce Gold, Hattie Heyman, Chancel Smith, Barbara Ring, Jack Balish, Elaine Budoff, Ida Mazinski, Theodora Bernstein, Esther Greenberg, Frank London, Mitchell Perlmutter, Rabbi Herman Shalman, Nathan Rakeless, Jack Stanley, Lynn Cole, Doris Goldman, Lewis Firth, Bernard Mines, Marty Snyder, Teddy Earle, Joanne Lebeau, Woodrow Barnes, Delbert Kell, Stanley Bartoszewicz, Lester Grubman, and Carol Hart. We honor their lives and their memories as together we rise for Kaddish on page 28. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shmei Rabbah, b'alma divarach hirutei v'yamlech malchutei, b'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael, b'agala uv'yizman kariv v'yemru amen. Yehe shmei Rabbah mevarach le'alam olmei olmaya, yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnaseh, V'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shmei d'kudsha berichu. Le'ela min kol berchata v'shirata, tushbechata v'nechemata, damiran b'alma v'yimru amen. Yehe shlam arab amin shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael v'yimru amen. Ose shalom b'mromav, uya se shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, 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 amen. You may all be seated. We are going to move from this very sacred moment to a time of celebrating our February birthdays. So if you are under bar bat mitzvah age and you are born in the month of love, February, that means you are very beloved to your families and to us. Come on up. Welcome. Let's see. Mic to everybody. We have a bunch of February birthdays. The month of Shvat. So, I'm sort of half part of you because my half birthday's in February. But how old is everybody turning?
11.
Oh,
I'm sensing a theme here. How old are you turning?
6.
Okay, and
how old are you turning?
2, 3.
Oh, you can't even keep track. You're getting old so fast. Excellent. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God give you a wonderful year ahead of blessings and presents and fun things and fun adventures. May everyone grow. May you see yourself get taller on the little chart on your door. You don't keep one? Well, you start. May it be a year of good health and happy things. Happy birthday and mazel tov to all of you. February birthdays. Here is a frisbee.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehecheyanu V'kimanu V'higiyanu Lazman Hazeh.
So everyone, please rise. Kiddush on page 29. So I usually give this to the oldest one, but you know we have kind of a four-way tie here. Sophie, are you 11 first?
She's tallest, and I think.
Okay. All right, that works. Okay, Sophie, you hold the wine. Page 29. The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei peri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav, v'ratzavanu. V'shabbat kacho, v'ahava uvratzon chin chilanu, zikaron lemaaseh v'reishit, ki hu yom techila lemikra ekodesh, zecher letziyat mitzrayim, ki vanu Tanu kidashta mikol ha'amim v'shavat kachecha be'ahava uvratzon hinchaltanu baruch atah Adonai mekadesh ha'shavat for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, amotzi lechem min haaretz.
Shabbat Shalom. It's getting late. I'm going to go fast. My name is David Charrington. I'm the president of Temple Nei Shalom. So pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. And so nice, to, especially to see our scouts and our scouting families and our third graders and their families. Thank you, Rabbi Rappaport, for leading us in worship this evening and taking us on a fun adventure. Thank you, Rachel and Rob, for leading us with your beautiful voices and music. TBS members, please join us for Minion Makers tomorrow morning for breakfast at 8:15 and worship at 8:45. Women of TBS, please join Sisterhood tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. for yoga and Havdalah. Please join us next Friday night for a special Shabbat worship service on disability awareness and inclusion. And we will be joined by special guest Sheldon Lowe. Wow. Okay, so you like when we bring musicians to TBS? Well, your wish is our command. I mentioned in recent weeks that we're going to have some special programs in the spring, including some incredible events when we'll be celebrating Rabbi Perlin on her year of retirement. To that end, you will want to mark on your calendars the evening of Saturday, April 28th. I'm not going to get into the details tonight, but suffice to say it will be an evening you will not want to forget, and the music will be amazing. There's a little tease. If you are new to TBS, welcome. If you have any questions or would like more information, members of our board and membership committee would love to speak with you. This evening, our membership committee representative is Jonathan Disler. There he is. So if you have any questions about TBS, please see Jonathan and Oneg. Sending out scout salutes, did I get that right? And wishing you a very restful weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
As we talked about Eitz Chaim, it is a tree of life. Words to Eitz Chaim, it is a tree of life, are in your service folder.
Important time, happy.
Eloheinu velohei avoteinu v'imoteinu, our God and God of our mothers and fathers, our children and grandchildren, our fellow humans and all living creatures. May we feel our holy connection to everything that lives on earth during this week of Tu B'Shvat. May the lessons within your Eitz Chaim, your Torah, help us to bring greater respect, compassion, and care to all of earthly life, to live the value of Tikkun Olam, bringing repair and peace to our world. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.